Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
AB watching, Tommy.
Who's watching?
Wow, proud of you. The new way to keep a place safe?
Yeah.
Put a camera in it.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And I'm willing to bet the folks in this area will have no problem with what the town plans to do, in all sincerity. Yeah. But we're not here to have a conversation about prevention, crime prevention versus privacy.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What we want to talk about is, in this specific area, why?
Oh, the need?
Yes. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The city of Canandaigua.
What are they doing?
Is installing surveillance camera in city parks on Canandaigua Lake.
Okay.
Story in the DNC says they already have similar cameras in their downtown. The police department admits they don't have a lot of issues at the lake. That is a quote from the story
then
of the DNC.
Why are they doing it?
But over the last few years, they say the calls have become more frequent.
About what?
Don't know. Lake issues.
Can't find my soda?
So now that this is happening, the plan is to put the cameras at Kershaw and Lakefront Parks.
Those are the two big ones.
Right along there. With the city pier.
All right.
They also say the cameras will mostly be used in review of an incident. So, like, if something were to happen, they'll go back and find it.
So nobody's sitting there watching it.
Unless there is a large event, in which case the police say they could be watching them like reruns of Hot Bench.
Okay.
They also say the cameras won't replace any officers walking around, which, not really saving money here.
Right.
Not that you'd want to see anybody lose their job.
No, but
everybody's still doing it. All right. So, Tommy, beachfront cameras. Good idea.
It's not like they even need it.
Well, I mean, the police say they need it.
I mean, because you probably have lifeguards down there too, right?
Well,
the one part, there's one part, it's like a private beach. It's like a beach club there.
I don't think that's not city property.
No, but it's right there. Like, okay. There's so many eyes down there. It just seems like a waste of time.
Okay. I'm honestly surprised there wasn't some type of cameras or surveillance there already.
Really?
Just based on, like, the money that's in the area.
Well, I get the marina for the boats.
I would think that people would be... Well, I mean, you bring that up, too. The boat, just people hanging around, like, in a potentially dangerous situation for somebody.
Okay.
You know?
All right, so the phone number is 252-WCMF. And look, we go down to Canandaigua, but we don't live in Canandaigua.
No.
Canandaigua is a very unique community, the haves, the have-nots, all the goings-ons.
Get some money.
The tourists that come through. Mm-hmm. To the folks that live in the area... Do you need cameras down by the beach in these three parks? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because listen, man, we don't know. Maybe this is something that the community has wanted for a while.
Yeah, but according to the police, whatever you just read, there's no problems down there. There's
there was that car that went into the, remember,
the pier?
Drove his car off the pier. Like, those are the kind of situations I was kind of thinking about.
Well, you just want it for entertainment. You want to see the car go into the drink.
Well, it could be one of those things where... to have proof of whatever happened, you know, maybe they realized maybe we should put a camera in these types of places.
I'm going to read you the quote again, Tommy, because I know how you get. You take one little nugget and you just run with it for the rest
All
of the
right.
week. The police department admits they don't have a lot of issues at the lake, but they do say over the last few years, calls in the area have become more frequent.
But what are the calls for? I mean, that could be anything, like... littering.
I don't think anyone calls the cops for littering.
You didn't pick up your dog crap. I mean, do they have a problem with crime? Is it a bunch
kids
of
hanging out?
Is there like pervs hanging down there? I mean, this is like it's a big issue.
Okay, I have a theory because I don't necessarily disagree with you, especially when in the story the cops say it's not that big a problem.
Right.
All right. Are these cameras to catch people banging in cars down by the beach?
What do they even care?
Okay, well, they do. It is illegal.
Because if you've got a foot patrol down there, the officer would see that.
Okay, well, no.
They tap on a window.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what the foot patrol looks like. Like, you have them, like, swinging a baton, walking down the street. The officers in the area could just be officers in cars driving around.
Right.
Right? Okay.
So you think, like, it's like sex beach.
I'm asking if there are a lot of people...
You think that's what everybody's complaining about?
Well, look, are there people banging in their cars, Kimmy, down in Canandaigua?
That would be a nighttime
enough to be
activity.
A problem where you add cameras?
Daytime car bang?
No, because you, again, these cameras wouldn't prevent it. They would only maybe catch these people later.
Understood.
Right?
Yeah. Time Canandaigua car bay.
I like that. Look, I mean, you have to admit, Canandaigua is a sexy place. You're right on the water.
Oh, yeah.
You got bars all over the
romantic
place.
Romantic. You can get caught up in a moment.
So let's say you're down at one of the bars in Canandaigua.
But where is there a place to park on the, like, where
oh,
these
there's
cameras,
a bunch of parking
where
lots.
These cameras yeah. would be, though?
I mean, I'm assuming they'll
you
also
You could park
be,
down there.
Yeah.
No, I know you could park down there, but you're talking about, like, a, I would think you'd find a more secluded place.
Well, you go down to Poontang Point.
Kimmy, you say that,
yeah.
but I mean, it's also one of those ideas where, I mean, it is romantic. You're looking at the water, sure. right? It's a wide open space. Where
and you drinking and you partying.
And there's also, I mean, you can get behind this, like when you were doing the car banging. Sometimes going to a busier place is a smarter move because one car in the middle of an empty parking lot is very suspicious.
Yeah, it does stick out.
I mean, look, would it be surprising that you had a bunch of people in Canandaigua meeting at the bars, nowhere else to go, take a ride on down to the lakeside, we bang it in this
car.
Oh,
it'd be some fun.
I can honestly say I've not gotten that complaint for where they wine in yet.
Okay. But Kimmy, listen, I know you're a little young, so maybe you don't remember this.
Mm-hmm.
But if this were happening, it wouldn't just be a Canandaigua issue. Every major park in Monroe County, it seems...
Has sex going on.
Yes, has had issues with folks getting down on it in the park's parking lots. And it's not like... Those are secluded areas either.
No,
like Gen Valley.
Oh, we did our social experiment down there, Grandpa Point.
And that's in the middle of the day.
Yeah, and that dude was married.
Well, yeah, that's why you go down there.
He still wanted some Philbilly.
All right.
But I would just think the areas we're talking about on Canandaigua, they're getting busier.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why I would think that there are maybe some other issues happening. Not so much this. I wouldn't think of the busier the area, the more this is happening.
The coochie cam.
Phone number is 252-WCMF. I want to kind of shift this conversation away from the cameras in Canandaigua to what we've started talking about.
What's that?
How illegal is it to have sex in your car?
Well, I guess it's still a
you're still
sex
on a public,
in a public spot.
Yeah. Doesn't matter that you're in your car.
But your car is private property. You own
but
that car.
On,
but your car is on city
Yeah.
property.
Okay, but like if parts of my car are locked, like for example the glove compartment or the trunk, the police need a warrant to open it up.
Right.
But they can see you.
Okay.
Because I got pulled out as a kid, you know.
Yeah. But in Florida, I mean, there's no laws in Florida.
Not really. I mean, they just sent us on our way, said this was a bad idea.
Well, no, for her sake. Honey, what are you thinking? Honey, how bad could things be going?
Well, we were both fully butt-ass naked.
Oh, come on, man.
I was a cute little kid.
I don't want to think about your kid butt ass.
I had a nice 16-year-old body at one point.
Oh, you had a good teenage clipper? How about the stems? How'd they look?
I had nice stems.
Okay. All right. What if I have tinted windows?
First of all, I don't think that counts.
No. If you can't see in the car, how are you going to arrest me for banging? How can you say that I'm doing it publicly if nobody can see?
All right.
I'm asking a question. Right?
All right, so if I'm in my car, you're having sex in your car.
Yeah, car sex.
And the police tap on your window.
Yeah.
And they order you out.
Yeah.
You have to come out of your car.
Well, I will.
You have to obey the police order.
Sure.
So, I mean, they're going to nail you.
No, but I'm asking, okay, how about, why don't I ask it this way?
All right.
Is there a legal way to have sex in your car?
Out on the open road.
Is it the sex in a public park that is the problem? Because, like, you can legally have sex in a tent at a campground. That's a public park.
True.
Right? Is there a difference? What's the difference between my car?
Or an RV.
Yeah. Or, yeah, exactly. That's got four tires.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And windows. What is the difference?
And a couple of pop-outs.
It would have to do with how obvious it is.
Okay, but, like, you're
like, if everybody around you knows what's going on and you're creating a disturbance.
Well, think about this. So, truckers have, you know, those sleepers in the back.
Yeah.
So, let's say... You and your old lady are a couple truckers.
Stop, I'm getting aroused.
So let's say you're banging in that truck at a truck stop in the back of your cab. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's legal.
How is that legal and this isn't?
That's all I'm asking. Maybe because you can't see in.
Yeah, that's
but even,
what I mean.
But even with
more
the,
private.
Maybe you pay the hooker inside before she leaves.
But even with the tent, right? Like, you would know.
Yeah.
Based on.
Oh, you know with that tent.
Thank you. Shake it around.
And that thing is flapping.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Larry. My theory was banging down by Canandaigua Lake in cars is happening. Maybe that's why they want the cameras. Larry, he's on CMF. Hey, Larry, how are you, buddy?
Well, I can tell you something, guys. It's something that I've done for a number of years. not only Canandaigua, but at other places. And but I used to take the tapes down there and to watch the submarine races, is what we used to call it. And the one time down there, I was nuts deep. And I look up, I saw a movement, and there's a cop, Canandaigua cop, standing there, and he's sliding his baton up and down, up and down, up and down, you know, smiling at me. And he told us that if we were covered with a blanket, it'd be okay, but he could ticket us, you know, for indecent exposure.
So wait, you were in the car, Larry? You were in the car, or you were out in public?
Well, I was in the car.
Okay, all right. So is I'm sorry, go ahead.
What year was this?
At one point, I was outside on the hood, you know, but that's just beside the point.
Okay,
you know?
Now so I don't believe you. We're not doing White Snake videos, Larry. Larry. Oh,
hey. You don't know me, buddy.
I feel like... Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tommy knows me.
Oh, yeah. You were in the backseat of the car with him.
Yeah. Tommy had the video camera.
I can't follow that.
Larry, Kimmy wants to know what year this was.
What year are you describing?
I'm an old guy, but I'm talking in the 1970s and 80s and into the 90s.
Okay, wait, how long were you having sex on the front of that car, Larry?
3 decades.
No. If not the front, the back, the tailpipe.
Okay,
Larry. I passed out and I woke up exhausted.
Oh, Larry.
But he got laid with lines.
Did he?
Well, that cop with the baton.
Larry, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I was wondering where he was going with that baton sliding up and down.
I didn't want to know.
I didn't either, but then I did.
I did, but I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? All right, bro. All right. Are we going to believe a man who's been around for a while that he was having sex on the front of a car at Canandaigua Lake?
Going down to watch the submarine races.
I mean, you did fall asleep on the front of your car in Daytona Beach.
Yeah, but bro, I was Southern drunk that night. I had been drinking Southern Comfort.
Okay.
On the rocks.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. Wait, straight?
On the rocks.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, like, nothing. It's not nothing mixed in between. Anything. Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the cameras they're now putting down by the beaches in Canandaigua. Well, my theory was it's a sexy place.
Yeah.
Because the cop said there's not a lot of problems down there. The calls have been getting more frequent, but it's not a huge issue. You have to put the cameras in there. My theory was it's a sexy town, sexy place. They want to stop people from banging in cars. Ethan lives down there. He may be able to help us out a little more. Hey, Ethan, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, man.
So I live like 2 blocks over from the pier, and I'm down there every morning between 3-4 walking the dog, and there's like almost nothing going on ever. There's like one little bar over there, like a biker bar or whatever in the summer, but aside from that, there's really nothing going on, so I don't know why they're putting cameras. It seems kind of silly to me.
So in your opinion, living down there, they're not necessary?
I mean, this is kind of the age we live in now, but yeah, there's cops all over all the time. I mean, they're always up and down 332 and 96. They're everywhere down there. So I don't know. It seems like a waste of tax money to me, but who am I?
Don't even get us started about the water department. Hey, Ethan, have you ever seen Larry banging Tommy on the hood of his car?
I haven't, but I heard back on the pier in the late 80s, early 90s, it was pretty wild, so who knows?
Ethan, thanks for the call, buddy. Even his dog went, ooh. Okay, going back to car sex, because now I'm interested.
Oh, God.
Should we legalize car sex? I'm being serious.
Well, how would you even pass that through like a vote?
Okay, look, let's walk through this logically, okay?
And what would your logo
be? Careful
be?
What you wish for.
Yeah.
If you have two consenting adults, Kimmy.
Obviously.
In a car. Mm. Only
but that's also the problem, too. You'd have, in order to verify that they're two consenting adults, you'd have to, like, have a way in. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing, Kimmy. Like, if you found out someone was having sex in their house, you wouldn't run in to make sure they're two consenting adults, right? I mean,
I know that that's a reason a lot of times, like, a cop will bother a couple in the act because they want to make sure everybody's cool.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Why are you having sex in a car when you have a house?
Right? Well, but here's why. Right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, you're creating this, like, cocktails got out of control, we're going to walk a beach, and we get caught up in the moment. Sure.
Let me run a new scenario for you. I have two girls, and for a very long time, there's that age between, like, 2 and 10.
Yeah.
And my kids are out of country right now, so I could say this. They're at Canada Hockey Tournament. Where they don't understand what they're going to walk into. But they're going to try to walk into it because they don't understand.
Oh, at the house.
You get what I'm saying? And that severely handicaps your ability to make sweet love to your partner.
I understand. Sweet. So sometimes you got to take it on the road.
Exactly. So if I'm in a relationship, what if we made the law, right? You are in a relationship with that person. Let's say, hypothetically, my wife and I go out to dinner. Yeah. Kids are at home. The mood strikes. I pull into a park, and I give her a dynamite 180 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be illegal?
Probably not. But I'm guessing these rules are there for prostitution.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the people that aren't as discreet.
Because it gives cops a reason to bust prostitution.
A potential dangerous situation for somebody.
Right, you know.
All right, but if you're writing...
And it stops all that trolling also, because you got a lot of trolling that goes on in these parks.
You're talking about trying to pick people up.
Well, I'm talking about, but there's old grandpas looking for young guys at park out there and all that stuff, and that could be a dangerous situation for these young people.
All right, so to your point, Brian...
Runaways, transients, all the people we used to hang out with at the comedy clubs that would qualify for all this.
I want to give Brian his credit because he writes us on Facebook. The reason car sex is illegal is to stop prostitution. You can't have sex with prostitutes if you can't have sex in your car. Well, you can. I get the point he's trying to make.
You can.
I guess it's harder.
Yeah. Well, you had to spend a little bit more money.
Okay. I don't know, man. I guess what I'm wondering, in all
there
the years.
There would also be just guys that would just go to the most public place and put it on display, like, well, I'm in my car, nothing anybody can do about
it. It would also stop guys from just stroking out in their car in a parking lot.
Other fair point.
Because the mood hits them, or they're watching some porn. What would stop me then if I had a porn on my phone and I'm sitting there doing a strokey at the park?
Strokey at the park?
Yeah, I got my Subway sub. I got my chubby over here. I got my Mountain Dew. I got my hand Dew, and I got my phone on, and I'm watching some, porn.
Okay.
By the way, that's a hell of a lunch.
I would do one before I did the other.
Well,
you don't want to end up with, extra sauce on your sandwich. Ugh. No, I'm not going to ask that question.
It curves all the car pervs.
Curves the pervs?
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. You guys are anticipating this being everywhere. If it's a private property, a grocery store, a restaurant, or a hospital could say, this is our private property,
right,
you can't do this here. So it would only be in
space.
Yeah, parks and things like that.
Yeah, and city streets.
You know what? I'm all about freedom. Feel like it's kind of overstepping telling me that I cannot have consensual sex with my wife in a car when the doors are closed and it's locked.
Or do a luncheon whack.
That doesn't rhyme as good as the...
I know, but that's what I'm thinking of.
It would be Big Mac and whack.
Or a lunch and launch.
That would work. There it is, lunch and launch. So we got a wake and whack. And a lunch and lunch.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, undergoing any cosmetic surgery is a risky endeavor.
It looks painful.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you're
it's surgery, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, man. People sacrifice a lot to get cutting
and
sucking?
Yeah, and then a sucking and a cutting.
Cutting and a sucking. But this is something that even blows away the most complicated and painful cosmetic surgeries you've ever seen.
I don't get the benefit. When you do this and somebody's going to go, damn.
Well, no, I mean, these people definitely stand out.
Oh.
Maybe not for the right reasons.
Well, that ain't good.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the hottest new cosmetic surgery in America.
Yeah.
Eye color changing surgery. Yeah.
So they inject color into your pupil?
So the colored contacts didn't do it for you?
Apparently not. So there are two ways this is done, according to the article that I have in front of me. And they talked to a doctor who does this almost full time, and he says business is booming. So the first way they do it is to take a fake cornea. So fun fact, your cornea, where it's clear. It's the pigmentation under the eye, right? Or I'm sorry. The color is underneath.
The whites of your eye?
And then the clear is above it. No. We're talking the actual, doesn't it?
Yeah, the surface.
So there are two ways to do it. One, you can take a disc kind of thing, cut open where your eye is.
My eye!
Slide that in, and that will permanently change the color of your eye. The other way to do it is what's called keratopigmentation, which is also known as eye tattooing. They tattoo the crystal clear natural cornea above the iris under the eye.
With a tattoo needle.
It uses a needle or a laser to create space in which a color pigment is injected, which also permanently changes the cornea from clear to whatever color you would like.
Yeah, but it's shaped like an anchor now. Or mom.
It's like an eagle making a bicep.
Or like a hula girl.
So again, this has become...
Man, who's doing this and why?
A lot of people are doing it. And the why is they want different color eyes.
But why? I mean,
insane. To just the pro...
I can see if you got an ugly mug, you're old, but just do your eyes. What?
No, I'm saying you got an ugly mug and you're old. You sign you up right
but,
now.
But if I told you like tomorrow,
yeah,
they are going to get some cosmetic surgery. And I said, what are you going to do? I go, oh, I'm going to do my pupils. I guess the last thing I need to fix.
People get very, very weird about their eye color. Very weird.
I never even noticed it.
It's weird. I mean, people notice weird things about their bodies that, you know, majority of people would never even think that that would bother them. But for whatever reason, it does. So I guess why would eyes be excluded from that list?
But like, I'm thinking like for women, it's like nips and cheeks.
No,
they're not going to go for their eyeball.
Women do stuff to their face all the time.
And I will admit, there are women with gorgeous eyes that can make up
the other cheeks.
There are women with gorgeous eyes that can make up for. I mean, you've met someone with eyes that are so nice. It's like, wow.
So are there pictures of this? Like, does it look
painful?
Real? No. Does it look real at the end, or does it look kind of like
a doll?
There's something off there.
So, in my opinion,
kinda like shark eyes.
It's the second one because like there's one color this guy will do. He gives you different color options.
It's almost like way too unique of a color.
Yes,
or something.
So he calls it Golden Harvest. It looks gold.
Oh.
And like these people, they all look like they were in the Michael Jackson Thriller video. Oh. Even
they
the
look
ones
like,
that
like a corpse.
Yeah, I mean it's very. Yeah. It's unsettling. Yeah. It's like right on that hinge of the uncanny valley where it doesn't look human enough. Dude's like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
But the guy's cleaning up with people willing to have their eyeballs cut open to change the color of their eye.
I'd also be afraid if something goes wrong.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
I'm blind.
So the American Academy of Ophthalmology, those are eye doctors, has seen so many of these the last couple of years that about 12 months ago, they put out a warning saying that the risks involved in this procedure do not outweigh what the benefits
would
be. So
there's danger.
Okay, so for example, the danger includes reduced vision or blindness, light sensitivity, elevated pressure inside the eye that can lead to glaucoma, a potentially blinding disease, cataracts, injury to the cornea that could lead to blindness, and inflammation leading to pain, blurred vision, and tearing. They do say there are legitimate medical reasons for this.
All right.
So, like, there could be eye injuries or things that happen from birth where this would actually help people.
Okay, but that's probably a very small percentage of people.
And they say outside of that, it's not worth it.
I can imagine some dude doing this.
I mean, guys tattoo their eyeballs.
Yeah,
you talk about eyeball tattoos.
Who cares about some dude's eyes?
Women care about guys' eyes. My wife loves my eyes.
Every wife loves their husband's eyes.
Oh, I'll go further. My wife was hoping that my daughters would have my eyes when they came out. Unfortunately,
you don't have your brains.
That wasn't even.
She'll settle for eyes instead of dumbass.
Wasn't even funny. I don't know what you're laughing at. No, but the Jamaican jeans far too strong for the Irish jeans to fight back on. No, look, I'm with you. It's bizarre.
Oh, this is a horrifying thing. Why did I go to the eye doctor? They got to put those drops in. Like, I'm blinking like crazy. I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I know.
I guess if it bothered you enough and there was no other alternative.
You have fugly eyeballs.
I could see you putting yourself through this to get a different colored eye. But if in the end it still looks kind of fake, again, there's contacts that do the same thing, much less
you're
painful.
Right.
Okay, but I mean, are the contacts expensive? Is it a pain in the ass to use?
Maybe they're a pain. I mean, they probably are a pain, but I would think it's, for me,
somebody
wouldn't want anybody to mess with my eyes or
my
eyesight.
Cool.
So I haven't even gotten to the best part.
What's left?
Again, we're talking about these two procedures that have become very popular, cosmetic surgery to permanently change the color of your eye. One involves sliding something in above the cornea to permanently change it, like a disc-looking thing.
Yeah.
The other is like tattooing with a needle or a laser pigmentation into your eye that changes it forever. When it comes to the first one, the disc sliding, this doctor says he charges $6,000 per eye.
So you're looking at 12 gram both balls.
Unless you want one eye a different color.
Well, who would want that? You're a border collie? They can use you down south.
I mean, that might be another one of those body modification things. I want one blue eye,
green eye. Some people are born with that.
Yeah.
Very unique.
Yeah, but they work at the circus.
Okay.
You're wearing shoes they use to walk over the high wire right now. Is this happening? You look like Robin from Batman.
Is this a permanent thing where you have it done once and it's good forever?
I hope so.
Well, because if you have like a boob job, like you have to, there's maintenance involved in that many years.
Eyeballs don't droop.
No, actually, Kimmy, you bring up a good question because they did believe with breast augmentation that was a one and done forever.
Yeah, it turns out it's not.
So I guess maybe this technology is so new, they say it's permanent. Maybe you do.
Give it 10 years?
Yeah, 10, 20, 30 years down the road.
Well, maybe. 30 years, you're probably in the ground anyway.
Not if you're having this done at 20, yeah. 25, 30.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to test it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other part of it, too. Like, forget the insanity of cutting into your eyeball. Mm. Forget the bizarre idea of I want my eye color to be so different that I'm willing to go to this length.
It's a new idea.
Yes, to be one of the first ones in on this.
It's like you're a prototype.
But it is. It's very strange how popular cosmetic surgery has become.
But you said it's boomed over the last 10 years because guys got into it.
Okay, so men are the fastest growing, and I mean, I guess that's not surprising, right? No guy ever did it before. But it's become attainable in a way to the middle class.
But it also hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're out of work for... Anybody know that has done this?
Yeah.
Had to miss work. Like, you're bandaged up. You can't do stuff. And you can't eat.
Sure.
And even when you go back, you're still not fully healed.
No.
I mean, look, man, people are desperate to look a certain way.
I don't get it, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at you. I get you don't get it.
Just embrace your face. What?
You're
the first person to criticize people's looks.
Yeah, and if everybody cleans up, what do I got? Nothing.
You went to my wife and had lasers pop stuff off your face.
You talked me into that.
I didn't talk you into nothing.
You
said
get them veins off your nose.
No, I said your veins were ugly. I did not encourage you to go get this done.
And that hurt.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't sit here and criticize people for what you went and did it. You are Mr. Cosmetic Surgery Tommy Mulay. You're like Robert Duvall. If Robert Duvall had a cousin that had been in a car accident, caught on fire, and somebody put out the fire on his face with a cleat.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.